I'm hoping that some of you will get in touch about our first topic on the show this afternoon. And before I introduce my guest, I just want to give you a little bit of background to this. Some of you listening might know that I'm involved with Cairns O'Rahilly's club here in Tralee in a coaching setup for under 16 girls, and I have been for the last couple of years. So I'm interested in girls' sport and girls' football in particular. And I recall that sometime last August, a WhatsApp message made its way into a group that I'm a member of on WhatsApp. And it had a photograph of a team of girls playing under 12 in County Cavan. A photograph of an under 12 girls team. But what was written underneath it, and this had been forwarded to us, was that carnage had ensued at a girls under 12 match in County Cavan, where the game had to be stopped because one of the clubs was playing a boy pretending to be a girl. And they had a photograph along with this story. And I read it at the time and made a note of it and thought, what's going on here? But thought no more of it. And lo and behold, today in the Irish Independent, the full picture of what actually happened in Cavan last August has emerged. And it turns out that the club in Cavan most certainly did not play a boy who was dressed as a girl or who was identifying as a girl. They played 15 girls, all of them girls. And what happened was the other team, because this girl, this one particular forward, was scoring points left, right and centre and more or less beat the other team on her own. Some of the supporters, and one man in particular of the opposition team who were getting beaten, put this word about that that this girl was in fact a boy, and the whole story grew legs and went all over the place and found its way from Cavan down to here in Tralee. That's how the message was spread, and that story is now the subject of an article in today's Irish Independent by writer John Green. This was a pretty awful thing that happened to a 12-year-old girl, and even though there were investigations carried out by both the GAA and the LGFA, it seems that nothing was actually done in the aftermath. Writer John Green told me the whole story when we spoke earlier. Have a listen.
There was a game in Cavan in August between King's Court and Mullaghorin, an under-12 LGFA girls game. Nothing seems to be particularly unusual about it, but at the end of the first quarter, the King's Court team, who are the away team, had to go into the dressing room to change their jerseys. It often happens where you'd have a clash of colours. And they,
yeah.
I think, from what I understand, I think they turned them inside, turned them in out. We've all been there. When they came back out, there seemed to be some kind of delay, and they weren't sure what was happening. And the referee appeared to be on making a phone call, and the Mullaghorin girls had been taken off the pitch. And one of the coaches was trying to find out what was going on and couldn't really get a satisfactory answer as to what was the delay. He spoke at that point as he was walking around the pitch to try and find out what was happening. He was stopped by another parent who he knew from the King's Court side. He said that there had been somebody nearby to him who appeared to be with the Mullaghorin supporters who was saying some pretty extraordinary things about one of the King's Court girls, that she was in fact a boy and that they were cheating, and she was using some pretty choice language. And he didn't actually tell the parent this at the time, but this is what later transpired. He just said there was a man beside him shouting, and but the coach was trying to find out what was going on. So one thing led to another, and the match eventually restarted, but the ref had said that the teams needed to go from 13 aside down to 11 aside. They couldn't understand why, but they proceeded, and the game was finished. And the coach, who also had a daughter on the team, went home. It was on a Thursday. I think a couple of days later, him and his wife became aware of a text message that was circulating, a WhatsApp message. You know, one of these messages that goes viral, and it was saying that there had been extraordinary scenes at an under-12 girls game in Mullaghorin last night, as in Thursday night, and that King's Court had played a boy who thinks he's a girl, and they gave the name, and they included a photograph in the text message of the child. Now I'm not sure if they zeroed in on that child or if they had the whole team, because not aware that anything was going on. The King's Court Club had posted as standard on the night of the game a team photograph and a well done to our girls who played the Mahorn tonight. So this was used with the text message to say that one of the King's Court girls was a boy. And at this stage, the parent got in touch with the person he had met at the game, and that's when he found out, the parent, he's also the coach, that this man had been saying these things and that it was his daughter that he was referring to. And I suppose we should be absolutely clear on this. The girl in question is absolutely a girl, and as the parent said to me, for the piece in the paper, she's a tomboy. She likes her hair short, and her only crime is that she has a freak left foot.
And she's a damn good footballer, yeah, exactly.
No, he didn't tell me that. He was very modest about that. But he's somebody else I spoke to said he won't say this to you, but she's a
great footballer. Just to pause you there for one second, John, lest there be any confusion, because people might easily assume that this was something else. This is nothing to do with transgenderism or whatever. This is just a case of a girl who happens to have short hair and is a very good footballer, and the opposition team took it upon themselves to decide that she was obviously a boy pretending to be a girl, and that's what unfolded.
That's exactly it. Yeah, that sums it up perfectly. This is just a 12-year-old girl who goes to a local national school in the King's Court area. She's in sixth class. She'll be making her confirmation in the new year. She'll be going to secondary school next year. And she is just a girl who likes to have short hair, who absolutely lives for sport. She plays Gaelic. She plays soccer. She plays, apparently, is a very good handballer. Handball would be quite big up in that part of the world. And she's dabbled in a bit of rugby in the past as well. Absolutely loves her sport, and that's all this is. And it has snowballed from there. And I guess the point about this is that happened, and I think people listening to this and people reading the piece will know that this has happened elsewhere too. And it's not nice, especially not for a young girl. Fortunately, when they sat the girl down, she hadn't heard it. I suspect some of her friends might, but we don't know that for certain. You know, she's probably not going to tell everything to her parents, but she hadn't heard it on the night, which is great. She'd only just got a phone, I think, that week, so wasn't really up on social media, so they're pretty sure she didn't see the post. But they do know that in the weeks afterwards, she was trying to find out more about it and trying to see it, and naturally she was inquisitive. But anyway, when they sat her down and had the conversation with her. It's not an easy conversation for two parents to have with a young girl. Look, this happened. Did you hear anything? Blah, blah, blah. So the dad was quite savvy to the ways of the GA, in that he was, at one point, he was a club secretary in King's Court. So he contacted his club that weekend, and, you know, they were very supportive at the start. He spoke to somebody from Mullaghorn on the Monday, so the game was on the Thursday, and he found all this out on the Saturday evening. He started making contact with the club on Sunday. Monday, he spoke to somebody from the county board, so that would be the Cavan LGFA board, and he says he spoke to somebody from Mullaghorn. He says he was assured in both conversations that this will be properly investigated. And he never heard from the Cavan County Board or Mullaghorn again.
So this all happened, John, last August, and we're now in late November. So, like, as far as the GAA and the LGFA are concerned, this is done and dusted.
Think the phrase, I've seen some of the email exchanges, and a phrase that cropped up a couple of times was case closed.
Yeah.
Now, so that's fine if that's the case. As part of doing the story, I contacted the two clubs. King's Court, in a kind of a very lengthy email, and, you know, I have a little bit of sympathy for them here. They do seem to have tried to make some progress, but it seems to have been shut down very quickly, and they advised that it was probably a matter for the guards. They said that the CAV and LGFA said they had done all they could do. I spoke to somebody from the Cavan County Board. They said that they would not talk about anything to do with a child, anything to do with an incident involving a child. But the point here is it's two parts. The first issue is what happened itself. And I mean, that's extremely unsavoury, and it's not, you know, nobody wants to see that as a girl's match or a boy's match. You know, children shouldn't be exposed to the bad behaviour of adults in this way.
But yeah.
Put that to one side. I think the real story here is what happens next, or if you like, what didn't happen next. So, Cavan County Board said there was an investigation and the case has been closed. If we take them at their word and there was an investigation, we know for certain that the family of the girl were never contacted, and we know for certain that the witness who observed and noted the behaviour of the person at the game was not contacted either. We know that the family have not heard anything from the county board since, so if there was an investigation, they don't know what that investigation concluded. So they're completely in the dark here. They contacted the LGFA at national level, and they were told that LGFA had been assured this had been dealt with by the Cavan County Board. They contacted the GAA. You know, don't have direct jurisdiction over this, but I think the LGFA and the GAA's code of conduct, if not the same, are very similar.
Yeah.
So I don't think you can just hide behind that either. They contacted, GAA said there was nothing that could be done, that they could do, so they contacted Sport Ireland, who said that there was nothing they could do, that the Cavan County Board had dealt with it. They contacted the Ombudsman for Children and said it was outside their remit. So I guess the whole point here is now, if this happens again, and I think we can be safely say that it will, we can probably assume that it has happened elsewhere. Who do you contact? What do you do? You do as the parent of a child who goes through something like that. Where are all these support services that we hear about and read about?
There you go. That's John Green there from the Irish Independent, who wrote that article about that extraordinary event, if you could call it that, in Cavan last August. Details only coming out about the whole background to it recently. And very, very surprising that nobody got onto the girl's parents and spoke to them as part of the investigations that were carried out. And you can imagine how upset and hurt not alone she must be, but her parents must be as well. And you know what? I was just thinking there that there's an awful lot of girls who are tomboys, and who I myself would have been one of them. I was a bit of a tomboy when I was that age. And I know I had short hair, and I remember being mistaken for a boy a few times. And it happens a lot of girls. But imagine how that poor girl must have felt. Now, the only good thing is that she wasn't aware of what was going on at the time. But the match was stopped and the referee had to go away and make a phone call and find out what the procedure was, because they mistakenly thought she was a boy. So an awful, awful thing to happen to that poor girl. And to think that misinformation contained in the WhatsApp, along with the photograph of that team, the team that she was on, found its way into a WhatsApp group here in Tralee, and I heard about it last August and believed it to be true, and believed that it was a boy pretending to be a girl playing on a girl's team. But it just turns out it was just a 12-year-old girl who happens to have short hair and who happens to be very good at football. And when she was practically beating the other team on her own, by scoring with her left foot and everything, somebody in the opposition team supporters claimed that she was not a girl, she was a boy, and all hell broke loose, as you will have heard. Just to clarify, by the way, listening back there, I might have said by accident that it was the opposition team that complained that she was a boy. It wasn't the opposition team. That was just a slip of the tongue by me. It was one of their supporters who raised this in the course of the game and claimed she was a boy, and the game was stopped and the referee had to make a phone call and all of that. An awful thing to happen to a girl. An awful thing to happen to any child, but particularly a 12-year-old girl. And it really makes you wonder, do we just pay lip service to the idea of getting girls to stay in sport? We all know about girls falling by the wayside when they hit 14 or 15. I've seen it myself firsthand. They, for whatever reason, they just drift away from team sport when they hit 14, 15. Only you could end up with half the team you had previously. But is it any wonder that they do when these things happen and they're not properly, people aren't held account for them, held accountable for this kind of thing, these kind of actions. Anyway, if you've any thoughts, let us know. Somebody's been on to say, Deirdre, this is ridiculous. The poor child, and you shouldn't be prolonging it by speaking about it. How is the child meant to move on? Well, I'm not prolonging it by speaking about it. I'm just trying to highlight it. As I said, first of all, the girl's parents gave an interview to the Irish Independent. So they want to highlight this. And they particularly want to highlight the fact that they feel it wasn't properly investigated and that more should be done about it. I'm highlighting it for that reason, and also because as someone who's involved in girls' sport myself, I just think that we could do better.